The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting right now in Janet Cimarelli's office, and Janet Cimarelli is joining me up at the studios for WWNA Radio in Boca Raton. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Well, I think yesterday was a fantastic day. The people that swarmed in here for the grand opening and the ribbon cutting were most pleased. The feedback that we received from the hundreds of customers that were here yesterday was most encouraging and very satisfying to hear. And I think our staff did a great job in accommodating and helping all those people that came in seeking some product that we carry and seeking your advice to help deal with some health concerns or health challenges that they may have had. How did you find your day yesterday, Janet?
My day was busy from start to finish. It was wonderful to see lots of new faces, lots of familiar faces, and interesting, one face that turned out to be a familiar face but only stopped in because she saw those great big grand opening signs on the front of the Save-A-Lot store.
And they will be up until the end of the month. We're celebrating the entire month of January, the grand opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And the city council turned out yesterday for the grand opening and the ribbon cutting with a beautiful plaque that we will have put up sometime today so that all of our shoppers and our loyal fans and our customers can visually see what was given to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center yesterday. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot more people. The grand opening special will continue. Everything that we sell here in the period of EDLP. Now, EDLP, for the benefit of those people who are not familiar with it, is everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year. We try and bring to you the best possible products, the most famous products that you're familiar with, and, of course, the most best manufactured products. And we're very proud of the fact that we only deal with national companies. All of these are priced at everyday low prices. And you're welcome to check the prices by coming in with your iPhone, your iPad, or any other device that you may have, and see how much savings you're going to realize by buying the same product here at Save-A-Lot for a whole lot less money. And the entire month of January, as I said, is our grand opening month, and you'll also realize an additional 10% off those prices for the entire month. That's through January 31st, when the grand opening sale will be ending. But be that as it may, Janet will be here today. Today your hours, Janet, are 1 to 7?
That's correct.
And tomorrow 1 to 7?
Also Thursday 1 to 7. Friday 4 to 8, Saturday 12 to 5. So we're trying to make different parts of the day accessible so people can work a visit to me into their schedules.
Which we have gotten some great feedback, very positive feedback, that the people here in Margate are most satisfied with the fact that you're accessible and that you're not just a figurehead where people can come in and just say hello to you, but you'll sit down with them and give them your time to help them alleviate any doubts or any challenges that they may have with their total immune system or their healthy lifestyle that you espouse for many, many years. And I know you have something special coming up in the next couple of weeks having to do with a healthy lifestyle.
I do. I am offering to 10 lucky people. I have my list partially filled, so there are still some openings left for 4 weeks of free smart food, medical food that is focused on teaching people to eat every few hours, every 2.5 to 3 hours, to keep blood sugar very stable and to move their bodies into a metabolic zone compatible with breaking down fat and supporting lean muscle mass, keeping blood sugar level, keeping triglycerides in check. So the entire profile is geared to teaching people a lifestyle that over time they achieve their weight goals, their health goals, and are all set on a new way of approaching eating. And in addition to the information that I'm sharing with them, there are many different products in the store that are very supportive of the program that I'm introducing our customers to. And that brings me to today's very special guest, because we'll be talking about a product from the company that he'll be educating us about that is very, very much supportive with the concept of fat burning. And I say sometimes when people get two benefits from a particular supplement, I tell them they're getting a twofer. And sometimes there are some rare products that they get three different benefits for, and I tell them they're getting a threefer. And today's discussion, they're getting a four-four. And joining us today, we have Dan Lifton, and he is the CEO of Quality of Life, a division of Maypro Industries. And when we get to talking to you, Dan, you can explain that hierarchy, so to speak. What is Maypro? What is Quality of Life? And tell us all about the important products that you are able to educate us about. So good morning and welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Good morning. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Al, and congratulations on the store opening. That's wonderful news.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's a pleasure speaking to you this morning.
Likewise.
How's the weather up in Purchase, New York?
It's rainy, and it's not nearly as nice as Florida, I imagine, or as Palm Springs, where I was last week, but, you know, we have our moments.
Well, we want to rub that into your nose today, because to tell you that it's about 80 degrees or going to be 80 degrees with bright blue, sunny skies here.
Wow.
Plus,
well,
you just have to suffer up there. But more importantly, I know Janet has a wide range of questions having to do with Quality of Life and Maypro Industries. So why don't we get started?
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, Dan, tell us about Maypro Industries and the relationship to Quality of Life. I think a lot of times people like to feel very confident that the companies they're purchasing supplements from have standards of quality and investigative standards so that they can feel absolutely certain that what they're being told about the product is true. So let's start there.
Sure. So Maypro has been in business for 40 years, actually 2017, our 40th year, and it was started by a Japanese-American gentleman named Steve Yamada, who realized that at the time Japan was leaps and bounds ahead of the U.S. in the nutritional supplement area. So he felt there was an opportunity to take some of these novel natural ingredients from Japan and bring them to the U.S. So Maypro was the first company to bring in products like coenzyme Q10, alpha-lipoic acid, natural vitamin E into the U.S. from Japan. This was still back when, you know, there were 50 GNC stores nationwide and the industry was really nascent. And through the years, Maypro has become one of the largest suppliers of nutritional ingredients. So if you take, you know, all the major national brands, for example, that you carry in the store, most likely Maypro is supplying raw materials to probably 80% of them. And so as a result, we know the ingredients world really well. We know the supply chain, the traceability, the sustainability. And about 15 years ago, Quality of Life was born. And like many businesses, it was born somewhat out of frustration because our founder had discovered a very novel medicinal mushroom-based compound called AHCC in Japan, and he wanted to bring it and introduce it to American consumers by getting one of the brands to launch it and carry it. But it was an expensive product. It was a novel product. Nobody had heard of it at the time. So people said, you know what, we'd rather stick to selling simple stuff like, you know, green coffee and other things that were already known at the time. And so out of frustration, he said, okay, if nobody else will launch it, we will launch it under Quality of Life because we believe that American consumers should get access to this incredibly important product. And that's how Quality of Life was born, with just one SKU HCC. Now we have about 45 different products. And we follow a pretty novel principle, we think, in our industry, pretty well accepted in the Western sort of medicine world, which is that we will only use ingredients that have been validated in human studies, so animal studies or test tube studies are not good enough for us, and that we use the dosages that are consistent with the studies. So if a study used 500 milligrams, we use at least 500 milligrams. So that's what sets our products apart and gives us an edge in terms of efficacy and safety that we think is fairly unparalleled in the industry.
So important for our people to understand that very solid foundation and the amount of research that has gone into the clinical use of AHCC. Now, there's something that I have a question about. AHCC, very specifically well absorbed, rich in alpha-glucans. Now, our listeners, I'm sure, are very familiar with beta-glucans. They see the phrase beta-glucans on a number of labels as they're shopping in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So tell us what people need to be looking for and what they need to know about alpha-glucans.
Great question, and we spend a lot of time addressing it proactively with a lot of the customers. Beta-glucans and alpha-glucans are related compounds. They're both polysaccharides, and beta-glucans are often found in mushroom-based products as well, although you find a lot of yeast beta-glucans in the market. And they work in a somewhat similar way from an immune perspective in that when they get into the gut, the body recognizes them as a external substance, but one that's harmless. So since it's an external substance, it does upregulate the immune system, but it doesn't cause a level of inflammation that you would get if it was a harmful substance of any kind. So it helps upregulate the immune system in that very harmless and effective way. What they had discovered at the University of Tokyo now about 30 years ago was that alpha-glucan was a sister molecule to beta-glucan, but that it was significantly more potent in terms of being able to upregulate the immune cells in the gut, and 80% of the immune cells in our body that we have are found in the gut. So the researchers identified alpha-glucan, then they identified a very specific type of alpha-glucan. We call them 3,6 alpha-glucans. And then finally, the manufacturer then developed a process to deliver those alpha-glucans in a way that has very low molecular weight. So that way you're able to actually get it into the gut and have it very effectively, basically almost, you can think of it as touching multiple points in the gut, and therefore providing a very strong, uniform, upregulating effect. So beta-glucans are wonderful compounds. We certainly encourage people to take them, but AHCC is just a sort of, you can think about it in a way as a next generation beta-glucan. So it's more advanced, more efficacious, more sustainable, and now has a lot more data.
Very important for our listeners to understand that difference. And what we need to do right now is take a short break on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today, Dan Lifton, and we're talking about Quality of Life AHCC, as well as later on in the show, Oligonol. Stay tuned. More to come.
Come. come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and see if you qualify for the 4-week free Janet's Best Smart Food Weight Loss Program. This weight loss program is designed as a guide into a new lifestyle, not a diet, but a learning experience. Learning that you are what you eat. Understanding that years of poor food choices and overeating lead to obesity and disease. The individualized programs may begin with a detoxification approach to eliminate debris that slows your metabolism. The detoxification initially primes your body for learning this new approach to food, followed by a 4-week program of free smart food, an approach that, along with nutritional counseling, helps you manage your hunger and moves your body into a fat-burning mode. Come in today and see if you qualify for the free 4-week weight loss program. See Janet Cimarelli at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center office to get started today. This free program is sponsored by Janet's Best Formulas and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Counseling Office. This program includes weekly weigh-in, and the biggest winners, the ones that have lost the most weight, are eligible for special drawings for supplements that support ongoing management of metabolism and fat reduction based on individual evaluations. Call 754-307-1655 to find out more.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the WWNN Studios up in Boca Raton. And our very special guest today is Mr. Dan Lifton from the Quality of Life and MayPro Laboratory from Purchase, New York. And we were speaking about one of the specific products that Janet brought up to Dan, and that was the AHCC, which Dan is in the process of giving us a little bit of history about how that came to be.
And Janet? So, unfortunately, Al, I missed that last sentence, so I'm going to ask you, I didn't hear what you had to say.
Well, it had to do with the introduction that you asked Dan about AHCC, and he was in the process of explaining how it came to be.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so, Dan, over to you. How did AHCC come into being?
So one of the most important parameters when it comes to maintaining your health as we age is to maintain the immune system. The reason for that is there's a concept, or I guess you can describe it as a natural condition, called immunosenescence, which is the natural aging of the immune system. And it is obvious to all of us that the older we get, the sicker we get. Obviously, older people tend to have a high number of conditions, and the question is why. We don't proactively ask that question, we just sort of take that as is. Well, a big part of it has to do with the immune system. And what happens with our immune systems is that if it's too weak, we tend to get colds, influenza, which is, you know, particularly, you know, the older we get, the more dangerous those conditions are in terms of complications. But on the other side, if we have too much of an immune system overactivity, we get inflammation. So everything from diabetes to arthritis, these are all conditions that are related to an hyperactive immune system. Likewise, allergies have to do with an overactive immune system as well. So it is very critical for anybody, regardless of age, to maintain their optimal immunity where you don't have too much of it and you don't have too little of it. But it becomes particularly important as we get older. And what really sets AHCC apart is that it's truly an immune regulator. We don't describe it as an immune booster. Because what we see is that when we take people, and again, this is in human clinical studies, that have a compromised immune system, so their immune system is functioning at a lower level than desired, those people get a boost. So their natural killer cell activity goes from below normal to normal, or same for some other white blood cells. But if we take patients, for example, that have inflammatory conditions, so things like colitis, for example, they're actually seeing an improvement because their immune system parameters actually calm down. So one of the things we talk about is that you have to be careful with pure immune system boosters. You have to make sure that you take something that gets you to that optimal level but doesn't overstimulate your immune system. And that's what HCC, being a natural medicinal mushroom-based compound with an advanced technological edge is able to do.
So this would mean that AHCC is a supplement that would be perfectly satisfactory for someone dealing with an autoimmune disease? That's a question.
It's a great question. Actually, we just had a naturopathic doctor named Carrie Decker who wrote an article. It should be getting published next month, specifically outlining the research in HCC and autoimmune conditions. In general, our focus has been on really three major areas, the first being the oncology area, because one of the things that people don't realize is that the proliferation of cancer cells are a direct result of a poorly functioning immune system. Our bodies are constantly producing abnormal cells, and if our immune systems are functioning normally, those cells are getting killed, identified, and zapped, basically. And what happens is once our immune systems go down, they don't work as effectively that these cells proliferate. So HCC has been adopted in Japan as really the mainstream adjunctive or complementary integrative therapy for cancer patients, as well as for cancer survivors for some very compelling reasons. So that's one set of patients for us. The second are, again, individuals concerned about cold and flu, influenza complications around viruses, you know, if they're going into a hospital, for example, for a procedure, secondary infections are a major risk. More people get complications because of secondary infections than because of the condition they went into the hospital for in the first place. And then the third area is the human papillomavirus, HPV, which is the leading condition for women in terms of sexually transmitted diseases, and HCC has been shown to eradicate that virus for women for whom it tends to recur. But the whole new space for us that we are now starting to focus more and more on are what you had just asked about, Jana, which is the autoimmune diseases. So we have some data now on some areas, specifically like I had mentioned, for example, colitis and diabetes. And now we want to push forward and do some human clinical studies because, as I explained, as a company, we won't promote an ingredient for a function unless we have extensive human clinical data. So that is really going to be sort of the next direction for HCC. Having said that, we do have a lot of customers who are taking HCC while having autoimmune conditions, and we have an excellent safety record, and we have a lot of results by those patients. So once we have the human data on that, we'll be in a much better position to educate and really really recommend HCC for those patients.
Now, I have to say, that's an astonishing thing for a supplement company to be able to say, you're not going to be moving forward with promoting your supplement in any specific direction, any particular group of patients, until you have sufficient human clinical data to support the claims. And then when you bring your product to the marketplace, you have the right dose, you have the specific form that has been shown to actually achieve specific results. Now, you kind of differentiated between the patient being actively treated for cancer and the patient who has recovered or is in recovery. There is remission, there is no cancer. I understand you can't make very, very specific claims about the dosing, but a significant change in dosing, and when do the people make that change from the active treatment of cancer into the post-treatment period? And so the other thing that I want to know about is, can these cancer patients use AHCC during treatment with either radiation or chemotherapy?
Sure, great question. So let me address the last one and then proceed to the previous one. So AHCC is one of very few natural compounds that has actually been studied for drug-to-drug interaction. So MD Anderson did studies looking at how AHCC is metabolized to make sure that it doesn't intervene with some of the mainline chemotherapies. We have an excellent safety profile as a result of that. Our recommendation is still, on the days that a cancer patient is taking chemo, they should not be taking anything at all. But during the cycle itself, as long as it's on the day, AHCC can be taken, and we have data specifically if patients ever want to show their oncologist that we'd be happy to provide. And we do always tell patients, look, you have to consult with a doctor. You have to make sure you tell your oncologist, you know, what products you're going to be taking, et cetera. So we've studied that area pretty extensively. And AHCC helps maintain healthy white blood cells levels, which is very important because chemo tends to reduce those levels. I mean, across the board reduces those levels, which sometimes causes people to have to get treatment over a much longer time period. There's a significant increase in infections during chemotherapy because it zaps so many of these immune cells. And then finally, there's some other side effects, you know, nausea, hair loss, things like that, that HCC can help ameliorate with as well. So the dose generally is 3 grams a day. And again, we welcome people to introduce us to their oncologist, and we have a whole HCC Research Association advisory board that can help educate the doctor. Because that way, not only can we help the patient who has been proactive in seeking this, but hopefully educate the oncologist who can then recommend it to other patients. So that's the first part. Your second question is, on a dosage basis for therapeutic effects, it's 3 grams a day. For maintenance effects, we recommend between 1 and 1.5 grams a day, so 500 to 1,500 milligrams. The reason why it's so important, again, for cancer survivors to take AHCC is that, well, first of all, again, the proliferation of cancer is a result of a poorly functioning immune system as one of the major causes, so it's extremely important to make sure you're at peak levels. But the second area, and we're doing research right now on this at the University of Ottawa, which is really one of the most exciting areas I think we've ever done research in, is an area called cancer stem cells. So what happens is that there are some So in addition to regular cancer cells, there are also cancer stem cells. And those are very dangerous because they will often survive a chemotherapy treatment, and they will basically lay dormant. And then one of the major causes of recurrence of cancer is that basically these stem cells start proliferating. And actually, very often, when the cancer comes back, it's more aggressive the second time around than it was in the original form, and many believe that it has to do with these cancer stem cells. So now we actually have some data showing that HCC has been able to actually destroy these cancer stem cells, which is an argument for not only improving quality of life parameters during treatment, but also being synergistic with some mainline therapies, and equally important for following the regimen, you know, post-surgery to ensure that, you know, you're helping your body maintain its peak immunity and not proliferate. The one final thing I'll mention is the buzzword today in oncology, mainstream oncology, is immunotherapy. That's all everybody's talking about. The vaccines, for example, that saved Jimmy Carter with a deadly brain cancer, and now he's totally cancer-free. Some of the prostate cancer vaccines, it's all about stimulating your body's immune system to go after the cancer cells. I've been talking about immunotherapy for the last 15 years. That's what HCC does. It's an immunotherapeutic compound. So it's very exciting to see sort of the convergence of the mainstream scientific community around the concept and having a nutritional supplement that is natural, that has a fantastic safety profile, obviously incomparable to mainstream drugs, that can deliver on the same mode of action.
Such incredibly important information for our listeners supporting their immune systems. I have one more question, and you can answer this when we come back from our break. People very often undergoing chemotherapy deal with Candida albicans, and AHC being a mushroom extract, might there be any negative associated with that use? And when we come back, I will be listening for the answer from our very special guest today, Dan Lifton, and we're talking about quality of life, AHCC. Also joining us from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, Al Foreman, and we'll all be right back after these messages. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We have our very, very special guest today, Mr. Dan Lifton, and joining me from the WWN studios is Janet Cimarelli up in Boca Raton. And Dan has given us a great deal of information about how to improve the immune system. And one of the questions to tie in with Janet's question for Dan to respond to is the different strengths of the AHCC?
Sure. So basically the recommended dosage for a prophylactic use, so your daily use is between 1 gram and 1.5 grams a day. Obviously we have data at those dosages. For acute conditions, people will usually take 3 grams a day. So for, you know, in areas like, for example, oncology, the clinical trials basically focused on 3 grams. And the other, just to answer Janet's question before the break, her other question, in regard to whether or not there is any concern about taking HCC by cancer patients who may be at risk of Candida albicans. What's interesting is that even though HCC is made from medicinal mushroom, it's quite a unique substance. So they use, they take mushroom mycelia, so the roots, those hairy-like roots of the mushroom, and then they actually culture it in a liquid medium of rice bran, and that's how they get the substance. So it's actually, even though it's made from a mushroom, it's not a straight mushroom extract. It's really a novel substance. So, for example, there are people that have mushroom allergies, and they take HCC, and there's no problem. And likewise, it doesn't promote the growth of the Candida albicans infection. Actually, quite on the contrary, because as Janet had referenced effectively in her question, C. albicans is a concern for cancer patients. So there was a mouse study that was done on mice who had leukopenic mice, so they had low white blood cell counts. And there was one group that was untreated, one group that received HCC, And then one group received HCC and doxorubicin, which is a one of the you know, quite commonly used chemotherapeutic treatments for cancer patients. And the study showed that mice that took HCC had survived much better and had a much better outcomes, both the ones that were not taking doxorubicin and the ones that were taking doxorubicin. So it clearly had a protective effect. So and it is, HCC is frequently used for, particularly in Japan, they will often get patients who are coming to hospital for procedure, and the doctor will say, hey, you need to get an HCC 2 or 3 weeks before treatment, because they want to improve the immune system so that when the patient comes in, they're much less likely to get that secondary infection. And we've done studies on MRSA, which are hospital-borne infections, West Nile virus, bird flu. These are mouse studies, obviously. It's very difficult to study, you know, those types of things in humans. But so we've seen that HCC helps across a large range of viral, fungal, as well as bacterial infections. And then, of course, we have human studies that show how HCC increases specific white blood cells and cytokines, which are directly associated with better outcomes in terms of dealing and preventing these infections.
Such very, very good common sense that when you are being treated for cancer, when you're about to undergo chemotherapy, when you're about to undergo pretty much any medical treatment, it makes such very good sense that you have an immune system that's significantly supported. And this particular approach, AHCC, shown in clinical studies in a variety of different categories to do just that, not necessarily be an immune stimulator, but as you mentioned earlier, an immune regulator. Now I'd like to do a 180 and move on to quality of life's Oligonol, one of my absolute favorite products in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And it's a four-for. So many different aspects of how oligonol, quality of life oligonol, can make a dramatic difference in your overall good health. But since I am about to start this lifestyle education program focused on weight loss and establishing a proper lean body mass level, let's start with the information, the research, and the outcome of the ability of oligonol to break down visceral fat.
Sure. So a very quick introduction to oligonol, which is how it ties into a variety of its health benefits, including weight loss and visceral fat reduction, is that as many of your listeners already know, one of the key substances in fruits that make fruits so healthy for you are called polyphenols. And there's a tremendous amount of research in the various benefits, health benefits of polyphenols. And oligonol is unique in that the manufacturer, which is the same manufacturer in Japan that makes HCC, has been able to unlock the absorption potential of polyphenols by taking fruit of lychee, breaking it down so that the length of the polymers, without getting too technical, wind in be significantly shortened, and therefore enabling the body to process, digest, and absorb those polyphenols in a very unprecedented way. So that's sort of the summary of the oligonol. Now, the way it translates into weight management has something to do with what was already studied even before oligonol was invented. We know that people who tend to eat a lot of fruits tend to have much better outcomes in terms of weight management. And one theory was, well, they're simply eating fruits, which means they're lower calorie and they're healthier and they're avoiding fats and they're avoiding carbs, more importantly, and sugars, etc. But the other finding was that polyphenols actually are able to regulate certain hormones that contribute to the weight loss itself. And this is really where oligonol came in. So there is a hormone called adiponectin. And this hormone regulates several different metabolic processes. And what they have found, again, before oligonol, is that if you can elevate the levels of adiponectin in the body, that creates a cascade of basically weight burning and weight loss that can be quite significant if it is sustained and sustainable. And we have shown, again, the human clinical study, that oligonol is able to upregulate this hormone. And then we've also shown in several human clinical studies that that oligonol was able to reduce visceral fat by 15% after 8 weeks of use to reduce weight loss and increase lean body mass. The findings were such that the fat loss was much greater than the weight loss. So in other words, people saw a much greater reduction in fat and the circumference, so, you know, getting that notch on your belt, than the loss of the actual weight on the scales. And the way that the researchers explain it is that you're basically increasing your lean body mass, so you're burning off the fat, you're increasing your lean muscle through this hormone regulation. As a result of that, you're getting fat, you're getting fitter, you're getting leaner, and achieving a lot of the objectives that your clients, Janet, are seeking to achieve as they pursue their weight loss goals.
It's certainly very much a goal of many of the people that I talk with, that middle-aged fat belly spread that unfortunately so many people are dealing with. And here are the studies that show specifically that abdominal fat is very vulnerable to the polyphenols that are available through the oligonol. Tell our listeners again the dose and the duration of the clinical trial that is supporting the statements that you're just making.
Sure, sure. So the weight loss studies use the dosage of 200 milligrams per day, and studies in other areas, for example, like skin health. So we've looked at, and I can talk about the mode of action that produces it, but wrinkles and brown spots, for example, that was 200 milligrams as well. Studies on endurance and reduction of fatigue were at 100 milligrams. So the range is generally 100 to 200 milligram, but per my prior comment, it's important to understand what condition you're trying to treat. And again, for weight management, we recommend 200 milligrams a day.
Okay. How long did the study go on to achieve a specific amount of fat breakdown?
Sure. So the first study that we did was an eight-week study. And a study that we have just completed, there are a total of three studies on fat loss. The study that we just completed and that should be getting published in about 3 months, it was actually a study done in Saudi Arabia. It was a 12-week study, and the reason why we thought it was significant is that, obviously, with weight management, looking at longer-term sustainability is extremely important. So some of the key opinion leaders were very impressed with our data, and they said, okay, this is great. We'd like to see this go on for another 4 weeks. So we designed the study around that and had a very, very positive positive impact, and again, that study should be getting published very soon.
So it's very interesting. People need to understand that they will achieve results if they focus on a time period of at least 8 weeks, and even more impressive results if they continue for the full 12 weeks. Now, the results with regard to oligonol and the benefits associated with skin texture and the look of dark spots and so on. What we're going to do is take a short break right now, and when we come back, talk about the results of using 200 milligrams a day of quality of life oligonol and what will be happening to your skin. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Our special guest today, Dan Lifton, and joining us from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Dan Lifton. And, of course, Janet Cimarelli is speaking to us from the studios of WWNN up in Boca Raton. And I think when you hit upon the subject of oligonol, Janet and Dan, you're pushing a lot of buttons for 70% of the population that is either overweight or obese. And I think your information is very, very timely. So I'll turn it back to you, Janet.
Okay. Thanks, Al. And so we're talking about quality of life oligonol and using 200 milligrams per day of quality of life oligonol, and you have the potential over a 12-week period to reduce the appearance of brown spots in the skin as well as wrinkles and the texture of the skin. That was one of the pictures in the oligonol brochure that was most impressive to me, to see over a 12-week period the change in the texture of your skin. So that cross-linking we have come to expect with aging skin, you have the possibility of reducing that dramatically. Dan, if you would tell our listeners a little bit about how they can achieve those very, very good looks.
Sure. So we like to explain the modes of action. So not only the results or the benefits, but also how those benefits are achieved. So in case of weight loss, for example, I talked about the regulation of this very specific hormone called adiponectin. Polyphenols are also well known for some other modalities, three of which are directly associated to aging. And in fact, if you look at the primary cause of aging, these three are going to certainly make the list of the top five. The first of those is oxidation. So our cells experience oxidation. There's a tremendous amount of damage that occurs as a result of that, which is why, again, we talk about the importance of antioxidant foods and antioxidant supplements. And polyphenols have been shown to be very powerful antioxidants, oligonol outperforming pycnogenol and green tea and a variety of other well-known products in that particular category. So it blocks oxidation. The second is inflammation. The causes of cellular destruction in the skin, the causes of cardiovascular conditions for which there's data on HCCA, and there's a tremendous number of conditions that are caused by inflammation. So the ability to downregulate inflammation is extremely important. We know that polyphenols or fruits are anti-inflammatory by its nature, and that we have a lot of data now showing that oligonol is a sort of super-empowered polyphenol that's able to reduce inflammation. And then finally, poor circulation. We want to have blood circulating to all parts of our body so that we have oxygenation of those body parts. That's how we get more energy and reduce fatigue. And then finally, coming full loop to your key question with the skin, if you have better blood flow to the subdermal layer of the skin, you have more oxygen flowing there, you have more nutrients flowing there. As a result of that, you're reducing the brown spots through improved oxygenation and circulation. You're delivering more nutrients, so these nutrients are having the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effect that you want. And then you're actually producing some very important compounds that are specifically critical to the repair of the skin. So you're able to tackle these anti-aging benefits and translate them directly into the benefits that you can visibly see on your skin. so the so-called beauty from within benefits. What you don't see is the stuff that's happening inside your body, which is just as important. So it's a when people ask me, you know, at cocktail parties and such, you know, what should I be taking? I say to them, look, you know, you got to get an Amalthea, you got to get your fish oil, you got to get your CoQ10, and you have to get your Ligonol. And so I believe that for anybody who is getting older, which means everybody, this is such a critically important foundational supplement that it belongs in the category of the must-haves.
I absolutely am right there with you. It certainly does belong in the category of must-have. And the other thing is, if we're not getting older, that's a very bad situation. It means we have stopped being. And so in order to continue to age in a healthful way, the Ligonol is always also going to be supporting cardiovascular benefits. So you're enhancing circulation to the skin. You're neutralizing those free radicals in the surface of the skin, and you can see that. Tell us a little bit about exactly how it is going to be supportive of our cardiovascular health.
Sure. So Ligonol has been, again, shown in human studies to increase nitric oxide production and act as what we call a vasodilator. So basically it improves blood flow. So as a result, we have studies on hypertension. We have studies on LDL cholesterol. We have studies on athletes who are looking for a benefit in regard to performance, which has to do with, you know, oxygenation of the heart and ensuring that you have improved blood flow to the muscles. And then one of the areas that's actually very popular for Ligonol in Japan are people with cold extremities, so people who have cold hands and feet, which is, A, obviously it's, you know, from a quality of life perspective, it's unpleasant, but also it's a sign of the fact that your body's not properly circulating, and poor circulation can have a variety of negative health effects. So experientially, people, when they take a Ligonol, they say, oh, you know, I feel my hands are feeling warmer, my feet are feeling warmer. There are companies that are promoting a Ligonol for brain health as well, because oxygenation of the brain and improved blood flow to the brain can also provide some significant cognitive effects. I think, in short, ensuring healthy blood circulation, particularly as we age, is critically important from a variety of functional benefits, and Ligonol has been shown to directly improve blood circulation, number one, and number two is we actually have human data to support all of these specific benefits for a variety of health conditions, all understandable when you understand the central modality. Once you understand how Ligonol works, then you say, okay, now I understand why it's good for the skin and good for the heart and good for energy. So it's really important to understand how a compound works to appreciate why it has a plethora of benefits.
It's so amazing, because now I can say it's a fiver. All of those different benefits. Yesterday we had a conversation about dementia. And so this concept that you are going to help to maintain the cell membrane, preventing free radical damage, that you're going to open the blood vessels, so vasodilation, you're going to assure better circulation to the brain. You have so many different aspects, reducing inflammation. It is certainly right in that category. I think so many people are very well aware of their need to be using coenzyme Q10 and, as you mentioned, fish oil. And this is, again, a product that will achieve so many different benefits. And all those benefits are targets that so many of our Save a Lot Nutrition Center customers are looking for: the support to heart health, the support to their circulation, and we all want to look good too. And that's what we have the ability to do with the Ligonol. And when you think about you mentioned immunosenescence when we started the show, and
yes,
we are all moving into that category little by little by little. It is a very gradual situation, but it is something that we all face. So crucially important. Now, any particular change in dosing from the 200 milligrams that you mentioned with regard to lean muscle support, fat burning, as well as maintaining repair, skin cell repair? Any change in dosing for the fatigue, maybe with athletic performance, brain health, cardiovascular health, any other dosing that we need to know about?
Sure. So many of the sports performance studies use the 100 milligrams, and the way that we generally approach is we try to start doing the studies at a higher dosage because obviously you want to be sure that you're going to demonstrate an effect. You can never be sure, but you want to increase the likelihood, so you don't want to compromise the study because the dosage you use is too low. So all of the first set of studies we were doing at 200 milligrams. Once we saw a tremendous number of positive effects, we said, okay, let's start doing some 100-milligram studies. So on the sports nutrition angle, we've generally done 100-milligram studies. What's probably most important to explain is that we've done a simple, the so-called thermographic studies, where basically we have somebody take oligonol at 50 milligrams, and then we look at these body scans looking at their blood flow improvement, and we looked at that at 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams. We saw effects at all three of these dosage, but there was a dose-dependent effect, so people at 200 had a higher improvement in blood circulation than people at 100 or 50.
So listeners have a very good range of oligonol begin to look for beneficial effects. And unfortunately, Dan, always our hour goes way too fast with you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I will be available at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate with Mr. Al Foreman from 1 to 7 today. So to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.